I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, Gina.
Hi, Ione. Hi, everyone. I'm Gina, the senior editor of Polyester.
And I'm Ione, the founding editor-in-chief of Polyester. And this is the Polyester Podcast, a feminist pop culture podcast dissecting the discourse on a weekly basis.
Before we start, if you're a fan of this podcast, please make sure to like, rate and subscribe. And if you really love us, you can sign up for a podcast membership where you can join our Discord and get on our Instagram close friends for only £3 a month. Do we have any reviews, Ione?
No.
What the hell are you all playing at?
Please, please leave us a review.
I'm insecure enough as it is. Do you know what I mean? I'd love to have a little review going, Gina, you're doing a really great job.
Wouldn't we all?
Honestly, I'm praise based in my work ethic. So if you want more good episodes, you have to encourage me.
You actually are. That's really true.
It is true. If I get praise, I'm like.
You seek it a lot as well.
I know, I tell you the things I'm doing well.
So today we're freewheeling a bit with the podcast subject because nothing's been written about it yet.
Yeah, we're going to be the source of all discourse.
We are talking about girl pretty, boy pretty, the TikTok trend.
Go on.
So I did the research for this and there's literally like hundreds of thousands of TikToks about it, but no one actually explains what it is. Like I even put in like girl pretty, boy pretty, explained, and like literally nothing came up. Oh my God, we've forgotten to do something.
What?
Okay, rewind.
What?
About our new cover.
Oh my God, I know.
Who is it?
Girl pretty personified. It's Trisha Paytas.
It's only bloody Trisha Paytas.
It's actually Trisha Paytas.
Our podcast queen.
Slay of the season. For Slay of the year, 2023 is people's princess, I'd say.
Yeah, I agree. Her and Jordan from Big Brother.
Oh, I thought it meant Jordan Firstman's doing the interview, so I got confused.
Oh, yeah, that is confusing. So Jordan Firstman went to Trisha's house and interviewed her. We went to the shoot with Trish. She was an angel, a gorgeous girl. Here's a little clip of the interview.
What would be like the dream scenario?
Oh, I would love to make a movie. I would love to make a Bollywood film. I'm really into Bollywood. Uh-huh. I would love to have a Trish museum, like a Dolly museum. I would open it up here too, local to our place. There's like a little lake. There's a huge building on this lake that we want. It's like really old. And you can make it like a motel. You can make it like a Trish museum. I would do this as a whole like Trisha experience, you know? And it's such a cool building. And it's like right on this lake that we always go to. And it's like right down the street. I said, God, it'd be so cool to have like a Trish experience. And
yeah.
You get all my favorite foods like Korean fried cheese and like butter noodles.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And then have a cute motel.
Oh my God, I love
this. Like themed motel rooms, you know? There'd be like a Beetlejuice room or a Malibu Barbie room or something, you know?
I think that makes so much sense for you. Because I feel like you've always like been able to like make your own little worlds around like it's like I won't say like delusion is the word, but it's like you've been able to like make something out of whatever.
Yeah, like nothing.
Nothing.
I think it's cool now to be, what do they call it, the Lulu? That's the what Lulu. They say. I always see that.
Yeah. No, it's definitely cool. And it's like the only way to like actually get anything done.
Yeah, like you're the only one who believes in it. Yeah. And then people are like, you're kind of crazy, but then you can make it happen.
Yeah.
I truly believe people can make anything happen. I think they just don't have the confidence. And like, you don't have the confidence if someone tells you no or that's stupid.
Yeah.
That's why I just do it, because I'm like, they can't see my vision, you know? Yeah. I have to show it.
And then I think that's where like haters are born too, because they, and people are just mad that they can't do the things that they see other people.
Yeah, because I was like a silent hater back in the day. I was like so jealous of so many people, and I would like hate on people or whatever like that. And it was literally because I wasn't doing that. Like if they had boyfriends or they were getting married, I was like, God, that could never be me. And I would be like, so I'm like, well, they look unhappy, or oh my God, they're this, you know? Yeah. Like it's weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weird hater culture, but yeah, it's 100% that.
Yeah.
And I always call the haters out. They're like, oh, she thinks she knows. I'm like, I do, because I was like you. Like, understand why you're upset, you know? Yeah.
Are you going to say anything?
What, I thought we were playing the clip.
No, we're just going to like superficially put the clip in after the fact.
No, I know, but we have to have a gap so Olivia can put it in.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so it's just doing the gap.
Okay. that was the clip. The whole interview is as amazing as that clip was, and also as deranged as Gina's response is.
I'm going to keep that in.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it in, yeah.
Oh, fine, whatever.
So you can read the full interview on our website, but we're also releasing like a 2023 annual, which is like all the best bits of the polyester universe in print. If you're a bronze member or above on our membership platform, The Dollhouse, you get it for free. But if you don't want to do that, then you can pay for it.
You should do that. You should do much better.
You should do that, but if you don't want to.
Yeah, if you don't want to, then get
it. You can buy it. No. Then you can buy it like a normal person.
Be our friend.
So, but yeah, no, you've really lost me now.
Okay, right. Girl pretty and boy pretty. Girl pretty is basically like people with their eyes far apart. And then boy pretty is like Instagram girlies.
So there was like a viral tweet that alerted us to girl and boy pretty, where it was like, it was a viral tweet of a TikTok basically, which is annoying. I'm trying to click on it, but my research is not being forthcoming.
Do you want me to read that?
What one?
Which one do you want me to read out?
The one where it's like got a grid of who's girl pretty and who's boy pretty.
It's loading.
On the girl pretty, it was like Emra, and on boy pretty, it was like Kim Kardashian or whatever. Like it was just, it was just like completely benign. Like it made absolutely no sense.
Yeah, it's a load of shit. It's like literally tell me now 5 differences between Megan Fox and Bella Hadid.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like Megan Fox would be boy pretty, whereas Bella Hadid would be girl pretty. And like the teens on TikTok are obsessed with it. Like literally so many videos, and it's like a lot of girls in their bedrooms or whatever, just like filming themselves candidly being like, oh, I can't believe I've just found out what girl pretty versus boy pretty is.
Yeah. And then there's people trying to like over intellectualize it by trying to be like, it's so like not like other girls about it, being like, oh, like a girl pretty is someone who's like interested and engaging and draws you to her. And then boy pretty is just like a beautiful woman, but with nothing going
like
on.
A pair of tits.
Yeah, it's like a beautiful woman, but like she's not engaging or interesting. You're like, what the fuck are you on about? Like, how is that feminism? Like, how is that helping anyone by you trying to be like, oh, some girls aren't interesting? You're not interesting?
Yeah, I pulled out some like particularly deranged, and then it's like spread across the internet basically. So on Reddit, there's like someone on No Stupid Questions subreddit that saw the trend and was like, is this true? And everyone was like,
yeah, I've seen that.
Yes, it means that this and this and this. But there was loads of like deranged comments in the TikToks that I found, one of them being, all my male friends like curvy women like Sydney Sweeney and Kate Upton, or baby-faced women like Jenna Ortega and Ana de Armas, but I don't get it. Cry laughing emoji. Another comment, girl pretty, overly feminine. Boy pretty, sexy. Open bracket, I'm girl pretty. Close brackets. Next one, when you're girl pretty, it's more than the superficial stuff. To me, girls see your whole mind, body, energy is pretty. Girls see the person that you are. And then like a comment, a reply to that comment is, it's because we don't instantly sexualize who we see. We can see and appreciate beauty in depth. And then my favorite one. Someone was like, I can't remember the exact video, but it was like, oh my God, I think I'm girl pretty instead of boy pretty. I'm so sad. And like, obviously just like a deranged red pill man commented, it's the nose ring. Shows daddy problems.
I've seen that. I just think we're giving men too much credit as well. Like, men would fuck all of those women.
Yeah, exactly. And like, also the people that were in that grid, like for example Emrata, everyone was being like, she literally is like a male fantasy, like historically, not historically, like that would imply she's been around for decades, but like she got famous from that Robin Thicke video. Oh, okay, I found the grid. Girl pretty is Kate Moss, Bella Hadid, Emrata. I don't know who the fourth one is. That model that everyone's kicking off at for having loads of filler this week, who used to be married to Orlando Bloom. Giselle Bundchen, is that how you say her last name? And Naomi Campbell are apparently girl pretty. And then boy pretty are a girl, I have no idea who this is, sorry. Kim Kardashian, and then four more girls, so I have no idea who they are, but they all have Kim Kardashian face.
One of them is Madison Beer, I think.
Is it?
Yeah. Underneath him.
Yeah.
Like, this in like the Instagram post.
Isn't Madison Beer a lesbian?
No.
Is she bi?
They all are, aren't they?
Fuck's sake. I think it's really depressing. There was like a slightly dubious tweet. I'll get it up, which is, I saw Anna from Red Scare replying to it. So pinch of salt with this one, girl, please. Anyway, someone said, TikTok Zoomer generation has reached unprecedented levels of narcissism. They lack absolutely no concrete sense of self. So they have to categorize every aspect of existence and assign imaginary labels to define who they are. If they cannot identify themselves with these labels, they cease to exist. They are narcissistic dopamine addicts looking for the next label to ascribe to themselves. Carefully, this is where it gets dodgy, like very.
It was dodgy already.
Very. Carefully crafted mental illness and gender identity labels don't do it for them anymore. So now we are reaching deranged territory from guy pretty and girl pretty. No one soul searches anymore. They put labels in their Instagram bio and look for themselves in their online personality traits. And then, lol, Anna replied to it saying, I always thought our time was notable. Our time, isn't she like 40? When's her time? Like Indie Sleets or now?
Indie Sleets.
Our time was notable for passing from narcissism as the dominant personality construct. Oh my God, no. I'm actually just not even going to finish reading this.
Just don't read it out. It's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it. But I kind of like agree and disagree. Like, I don't think for using labels is bad. I think that label using has gone a bit too far because it's got limitations on it. Like, it's got, using a label is limiting in a way because it's saying like you are exclusively this, and as labels become more niche, it also has repercussions on like previous ones, I feel, as well.
So in a way it kind of feels like a bit not weird, but like it feels uncomfortable to analyze this with like any sort of depth, because I don't think the only people talking about this are teenagers. Like, a lot of the videos I found were like definitely people in their 20s. But I feel like it is definitely a thing with age that you just get over. Like, it gives like Heat magazine, it gives like Cosmo, like, what type of pretty are you? Are you doe-eyed? Are you whatever? Like, you know, like a little quiz you'd do.
Yeah, and it's so like something that I feel like every generation goes through, and it's like, what was it, like someone from like, not my mom, but like my mom's generation would be like, oh, we didn't have non-binary when I was a kid. But you did, you just didn't have a name. Do you know what I mean? It's like labels, each generation, as they become maybe like more open to things, more like accepting of things, creates these labels to better understand them and to better like give people an identity.
I actually think that's untrue.
But now, I feel that it's got to the past that point where it's labeling things as being misused or being like misassigned to things, that's making it like a hierarchy rather than like it's supposed to be like, and if you're using labels to discern things, it needs to be on an equality basis.
Yeah, I forgot my point.
That's that then.
No, I agree with you, and I think the internet definitely does contribute to that because it elevates our sense of self, or like magnifies our sense of self, in that we feel like we have to categorize ourselves, or in that categorizing ourselves, we can find more people that are like us. But I think the like weirdly deranged thing about this is, so when I was trying to research it and seeing if anyone had covered girl pretty or boy pretty yet, I found only two articles from 2010, which were, are you boy pretty or are you guy pretty or whatever, girl pretty or guy pretty? And it was literally the same thing. It was like, if you have brown hair and look like Angelina Jolie, then you're girl pretty. If you have blonde hair and look like, who's a celebrity, Britney, then you're guy pretty. Just using these beauty standards in a really weird way and trying to like ascribe morality to them, I suppose, because these people on TikTok are basically trying to say that like girl pretty is superior to guy pretty, right? It's like a reverse pick me.
Yeah, that's like, I think it is a pick me thing, and it's trying to be like natural beauty that's a bit weird versus like Instagram beauty where they've had loads of
and they have their eyebrows like, done.
Yeah, literally, like that's the debate at hand, you know, and girl pretty versus guy pretty is like, I see these kinds of women who do these kinds of things to look a certain way as shallow. And I see women who don't ascribe to those things either naturally or purposefully, like, say, Jenna Ortega or someone who's, like, very naturally stunning, but it, like, is purposefully in the public eye, not trying to look like an Instagram baddie or whatever.
Yeah.
It's better than someone who is trying to look like an Instagram baddie. And that's just pathetic to divide women in that way. Like, what do we actually gain from dividing stuff into girl pretty and boy pretty? Like, what do we actually stand to gain from dividing it by what two different genders?
Well, it's internalized misogyny, a, like, these people are like, these girls.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Are just being misogynist. And also, what I thought was interesting... Okay, no, I'll get to that in a minute. It's internalized misogyny. And then one of the TikToks is being like, oh, girl pretty versus boy pretty is the same as female versus male gaze. And it's like, you're so wrong, because the way that you see girl pretty has been constructed under the male gaze. You are like using it as a point of difference from standardized beauty standards. But how many films have there been where it's like, boys go for like the shy girl or like whatever because she's just like more real? It's like, you're still existing under the male gaze. Like, just because you think a girl with glasses is pretty doesn't mean that you're like bucking beauty standards. It actually means you're conforming to them because you're projecting negativity onto other type of women.
Yeah, I literally wrote down, Ione, can you explain what the female gaze actually is? Because all these kids are taking it like the wrong way.
So the male gaze is the idea that like most media that we have consumed over the last century has, or all media, like all prolific media. So from advertisement campaigns to TV to magazines to everything has been controlled by men. So therefore it's made in the image of what men enjoy. So I think people misinterpret that as like always being highly sexualized or like only having one type of person, but it's really not. It's like, it is that, but it's also about like the way we communicate and like the way messages are communicated, the way we talk about women, like the way we talk about any marginalized person. It's all under the male gaze and it's all oppressive essentially because of that. Like, obviously that's really, what's the word? Simplified. And then the female gaze is meant to be that, like, it's meant to be imagery or work created free from the constraints of patriarchy, essentially, like patriarchy as a concept rather than just like what picture a man would make versus what picture a woman would make. But in reality, it's just like way more complicated than that. So the female gaze was like popularized around 2010 on Tumblr with a lot of like young female photographers. But what was kind of warped in that is that, like, obviously because we grow up as women and as like femmes under the male gaze, like you just subconsciously appeal to that all the time. Like you can't really help it. So even though there is like a woman taking the picture, it does not necessarily mean that it's free from the trappings of the male gaze, which also projects onto this trend because all these girls think that they're being like free from patriarchy by being girl pretty, but it's like you are actually just like co-signing it in a way.
I also think like the girls who look boy pretty, as in the girls who look like an Instagram baddie, because that's kind of like what I've settled on is the difference here, are more appealing to other women more than they are men. Like, I feel like a huge thing was always like, I like natural girls. Like, I would never like get with someone like Kim Kardashian. Like, I love natural girls who like barely wear makeup. And there was that big trend not long ago. Yeah, there was that trend long ago where like boys were showing pictures being like, I love girls like this who wear no makeup. And she was wearing shit tons of makeup. Yeah,
like, remember all that thing way. Like, haha, guys, take the girl swimming on the first date because then she won't be able to wear makeup and you'll see how much of an uggo she really is or not.
Exactly. Or like if a girl does like a TikTok or does a video with no makeup on, they're like, ugh, you should warn people. I hope this is on your Tinder profile. Like, what the like being naturally pretty, I'm doing air quotes, is something that men are seeking, I would say, not something that they're eschewing. I agree. And I also think, again, we're giving men too much fucking credit. Like, they'll just shag both of them. They'd be attracted to both of them. Like, do you remember that meme picture like a few years ago that was like a girl with curls that had just been done and a girl with curls that were brushed out, and it was like, ask a man to show me the difference between these two pictures, and they wouldn't be able to. Like, but if you show that to a girl, they'll be like, oh my god, she needs to brush those curls out. Like, a lot of beauty standards that have been taken to the extremes of Instagram baddery,
it's to sell women products, not to seduce men.
Exactly. It's to appeal to women.
That's where the female gaze went wrong, because then you can get choice feminism and women being able to be like, well, it's my choice to do this. It's my choice to look this way, which on a, you know, basic instinctual level is true, but that doesn't mean what you're doing is like good for women.
It doesn't mean it's a feminist act to get lip filler. It means that you're trying to survive within the patriarchal sphere in a way that you can live with yourself. And I'm allowed to say that as someone with lip filler. I also think, what was I going to say? It also kind of like feels like it's come out of this body positivity turned into capitalism tool movement of being like, every woman is gorgeous, but actually none of the women that they've put on the girl pretty box or in these videos are from traditional beauty standards in any way.
You're fuming because there's no fat people on it.
There's no fat people, there's no disabled people, there's like one token like of maybe like someone who's mixed race or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's very much like giving white supremacy.
There was a TikTok that was like, I'm fat pretty, and I was like, right, I'm out. Like, I was out before, but I'm doubly out now. Like, what the fuck are you on about? Like,
I'm fat pretty.
Of course.
Yeah, maybe to like fucking feed us, the feeder community fucking love me.
Again, we are allowed to say this as fat women.
Yeah, if you laugh at that joke and you're thin, you have to sign up for membership right now.
But yeah, it's like that thing, and it's on body size, it's like that thing where these standards exist all the time, and by like proclaiming you're better than others, it's like, well, I'm mid fat, not like super fat or whatever all the different subcategories.
Oh yeah,
mid-sized,
don't get me started.
Or like, I'm fat but I've got a slim face, or like, I'm fat but I exercise, or I'm fat but I only eat big kale. Like, it's just all these ways that we try and like project moral superiority over each other.
Yeah, I've got this in the thing I'm writing about, like, why do you want to be the best, like, appeal to those standards. They're like, a fat person who eats 40 cheeseburgers a day is worth just as much respect as someone who has 40 salads a day.
And that's what's giving in Girl Pretty and Guy Pretty. It's like, oh, we like Bella Hadid because she like reads books and wears small glasses, and we don't like Kim Kardashian because she, I don't know.
And it's really like de-intellectualizing these women on the other side of the coin. Like, as much as there is to say about Kim Kardashian, and we do say it, well, the girls say it on the other podcast, like criticizing the world that they've created for themselves. She's a smart woman. Like, you can't deny that that is a smart woman.
Oh, I'm not getting into it.
But, and like, right, any of the women on that grid, like, you're saying like, oh, they're shallow, like, they're the kind of beauty that men like.
Yeah, it just removes their agency.
Exactly, like, you're just like diminishing them to their looks, which is the whole fucking opposite of the point you're trying
to make.
And
you're saying that by like conforming to a Guy Pretty, they are not clever enough to make the choices that a Girl Pretty person has made.
Literally, one of the TikToks was like, me and my friends in uni coined this, like, we'd be like so enamored and engaged with a woman, and then like we would notice that like our guy mates weren't fucking her, and then we'd like, they'd be like, oh my god, this is my new girlfriend, but she's just like not interesting to us. What the hell are you on about? Like, it just sounds like you're being mean to someone.
Yeah, I know, that's the thing. It's just like, I feel overall by this trend depressed that this is where we are, because it does just feel like so high school. Like, it feels like something that should have been like left in the graveyard of the mid 2000s to the 2010s.
But if I guess if we're back in like thin being in era, are we back to like all this other shit leaking its way in? Because it all just kicks open the door and then everything comes rushing through.
Yeah,
I suppose.
It just makes me depressed, because to see like how little progress there is, like, especially for TikTok as a platform in which, yeah, lots of young people feel free to have to be very unfiltered in this way, like, to like, obviously it's not really their fault, and I'm not saying it is, because yeah, like, when you in your early 20s or your late teens, like, if anyone over the age of 25 is doing this, then that's your own problem. But
that's our problem. That's our problem. We're coming to get you.
I just find it depressing. It's like, so little has actually been done and changed by like, yeah, these years of body positivity. The like beauty standards are literally like, it's literally a term that probably 90% of women understand now. Whereas I don't think I understood beauty standards like on an intellectual level when I was young.
Did I fuck? I had no diddly idea until about
4 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm paying fast and loose with our dates, as you know, from the Mean Girl episode.
I'm actually years old.
I'm actually 21. I just find it depressing, and I don't know how we can get out of it.
Yeah, and in the Reddit thread.
Oh, yeah, this was my point. So it's in a purple pill Reddit, which is...
What's the purple pill?
So apparently the purple pill is specifically an area on Reddit to talk about gender, sexuality and beauty, but it's very like red pill coded. Like, most of the people on there are conservatives, and they put things in like, oh, my non-binary housemate is a dick, and then everyone goes, wow, and is like really transphobic or whatever.
Right.
It's that vibe. So it is essentially like a conservative space online, which made me think, is this whole thing a fucking psyop? Like, all of the boys that make content about this...
God.
Because I saw another TikTok. Like, first of all, I saw this TikTok that was one of those boys that has like a ring light, and it's like, five reasons why Girl Pretty and Guy Pretty exist. One, competitiveness between women. And that seemed like one of the main videos that kicked all of this off. And I'm like, this is just a conservative psyop to make girls hate themselves.
And to also give all these like liberal men like a space to be like, I'm better than Boy Pretty. I see Girl Pretty too.
Yeah, very wife guy coded.
Yeah, I also, but like on that that Reddit thread, I was laughing because, well, I shouldn't be laughing. I should be taking it very seriously, which I am.
Right.
I swear. Someone was trying to, like, defend it and, like, trying to, like, be like, well, girl pretty exists because girls are nicer.
Goes more often.
Yeah, they're like, they're just lying about pretending to, like,
oh yeah, yeah, I saw that. It was like, oh, I get a lot of compliments from women but no compliments from men. I don't know what this means. Like, does this mean I'm girl pretty? And someone replied, go, girls are nicer, so they're all lying to you. And then the person replied, yeah, being like, oh, but why would girls, like, random girls just come up to me in the street and give me compliments? Like, and they're like, because women are all evil. And that's when I was like, it's a psyop.
It's a psyop.
We've been duped and we've fallen for
we
it.
We do get, like, those specific girls who will come to me specifically out of my friendship group and go, you're gorgeous. And I'll be like, I know what you're doing.
What do you mean?
Like, me said, we're like four really beautiful thin women.
You mean, like, go, Regina George coded, kind of, like, with the skirt?
No, like, skirt, trying to, like, make themselves be like, I'm such a good person.
Right.
I've got up to the fat person and told her she's the pretty one. But then that's kind of counterintuitive to what we're saying.
Yeah, deconstruct it all. Get rid of it all.
They're also suffering at the hands of wanting to be not like other girls.
Yeah, everyone is beautiful, okay? In their own way.
Wow, that was a beautiful sentiment. I'm really glad that we had this discussion. We've come to the conclusion we're all set. But also, actually, why do we care?
No, the actual answer to this question.
Why do we care about being pretty?
Yeah, the actual answer to this question. Because, like, even if you're trying to say, as we've already said, even if you're trying to say you're girl pretty, that means you're, like, positing yourself against guy pretty. And just free yourself. Free yourself from what men think of you. And I'm not saying the male gaze, because it's impossible. We all exist under the male gaze. But just free yourself from caring about what men think. Like, also, not every girl who dresses up on, and this is something that I've dealt with a lot in my adult life. Like, not every girl that is out wants to be hit on by men. Like, all those girls that are being like, well, we all thought my friend was really pretty, but she never shagged any guys. It's like, maybe she doesn't want to. Maybe she's not flirting with them. Like, why is it always the men that have the agency in those situations?
Exactly. And I also think, like, why are we trying to ascribe ourselves into different boxes of pretty? Like, why, yeah, is that the most you can give as a woman? Is that the most you can give as a person, like, to be pretty? I don't know why I'm talking like that.
Pretty?
Is that the most you can give as a person? I can do it on TikTok. But yeah, like, why? I don't give a shit which one I am. I'm fit and I'm confident within my own self of how attractive I see myself as.
I agree. That's exactly,
and I also don't think attractiveness is something that we should care about.
I agree.
So send us any picture and we'll tell you if you are girl pretty
or guy pretty.
Or non-binary slay.
Girl, guy, or non-binary slay. imagine if we did the stories next week and it's like, do you think Ana de Armas is A, girl pretty, boy, guy pretty?
I'm going to do it, just pictures of the team.
Fucking hell.
Do you think Lauren's free at A?
That's it.
That was gorgeous. I think we did a good job of going through the different ways that this shit sucks, man.
Okay. Thank you, Gina.
Okay. Thank you, Ione.
Thank you to Olivia for editing. And yeah, go check out the Trish cover too. And we will see you next week.
Yes, thank you, everyone. Love you.
Love you lots. Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.